American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the GunBroker.com studios here on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. Triggering liberals today. It's a sport, I tell you. It's so easy to do. Once you figure out the formula, it's just too easy. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. Huge broadcast last night, right? Did you catch the Monster Cash yesterday? Good. Heavens, that was good. The hour with Mr. Gottlieb was a real eye-opener, because we talked about, in the face of what could be some real negative news here in the coming days and weeks ahead, but I'm still not convinced. We'll talk about that in a little bit, too. But see, I'm getting ahead of myself. The news that Mr. Gottlieb was telling us yesterday was very positive, and what could be some negative news. Again, I'm not convinced of that yet, but the brilliance of Alan Gottlieb was on full display last night as he was just charging the path forward, taking the role of quarterback or head coach, offense, the coordinator, and just moving that ball downfield, even in the face of what could be a Biden administration. Still not convinced about that yet. And Gottlieb is on offense, moving that ball downfield like nobody else can do it. I mean, he's dodging tackles left and right. I mean, if you get that visual from Mr. Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, that's in fact what's going on. He's putting any incoming administration, gun grabber, back on their heels before they even get into office. And I'm not convinced that's going to happen yet. We'll talk about that more with Andy Hoosier. But that was a fantastic hour. It was a feel-good hour. I opened up with a pledge to you. I'd been teasing it on this show for the last 5 days, and I finally got around to it on Sunday. And I'm glad I did. I'll go over some of that pledge with you again today. And Mr. Gottlieb took issue with one of my pledges, and I'll explain that, and we'll get commentary from Andy Hoosier, who is here waiting in the wings. We'll get to Andy in just a second. Andy, hang in there. The second hour saw Patricia Huff. We covered I love these rifles and these bolt actions. We covered bolt actions new, and we covered lever actions new and used bolt actions and used lever actions that were flying off the shelves over at GunBroker. They are so busy right now. They're going to probably do near $1 billion this year. That's just remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. And you're playing a big role in that, too. Armed American Radio listeners are over there in droves, and that's just awesome. Then she was followed by A.W.R. Hawkins, who, I got to tell you, we usually cover what he writes. But in this particular case, we covered one, maybe, I think it was two stories, maybe, I think it was two stories in the first segment with him, which was segment three of hour two. And then I had a question come in. The engagement on the live stream was great, and we appreciate that very much. And one of the questions is, if I were to move somewhere because I don't like the results in my state and don't want to live under commie socialist rule with a bunch of sheep, where would AWR suggest? And we got into that conversation, and it was quite fascinating. A lot of you are feeling that way. And let me put it this way. I'm under no inclination to live under a President Stacey Abrams with John Ossoff and Warnock as my senators. I can pack up and go anywhere I want. And that has been discussed. Absolutely has been discussed. But I'm not convinced that Georgia is going to be blue. We'll talk about that. I'm just not convinced it's going to happen yet. And then, of course, the third hour was a roundtable that was minus Neil McCabe. We had Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers. Awesome guy. Combat vet. The real deal. And, of course, Justin Moon, he holds back nothing, CEO of Car Arms. And we were visited last night in the place of Neil with Amber Cunow, Arizona, angry Amber, who watched her state flip, and she's just beside herself. And we had some great commentary from all three in the roundtable, and it was a wonderful, fantastic 3 hours of national radio yesterday. So let's get this one started now that you got that recap, and let's go to Mr. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, the millennial general, I call him. Andy, I've got two photos of you back there rotating on your appearance today if you're watching on Facebook and you want to engage with the listeners. How you doing, man?
Mark, I am living the dream. You're a millennial general reporting for duty, sir.
That's good. I love it. The millennial general reporting for duty. I love it. And, you know, usually come in early in the week like this, and I'd love to get your commentary out the day after the Monster Cast. It was a great program last night. What I loved more than anything, besides all of it, was the positive news from Alan Gottlieb that he is on offense right now. He has filed already 4 cases. There are 6 more to come before the first of the year, and then several following the first of the year that are going to rock the gun grabbers on their heels. Why? Because we have ACB in the Supreme Court, and the strategic cases that Alan is filing are carry cases where we've had negative response, for example, in the Fourth Circuit, filing against the carry regulations and rules and requirements that are an infringement on our right, Andy, in the state of New Jersey, New York City, New York State, just recently, most recently, Maryland. There are assault weapons bans and high capacity magazine bans cases that we have been ruled against in various circuits that Mr. Gottlieb is going on the offense about at the federal level. Why? Because as he stated last night, when they rule against us because of stare decisis, meaning precedent that was in the lower cases, they said, we may agree with you, but you have to rule against you. It goes right smack to the Supreme Court, where we now believe we have an opportunity like we've never had before to get some of these cases heard, Andy, in the advance of what could be a gun-grabbing administration. And this just stops them dead in their tracks. I mean, Gottlieb is just utterly brilliant. Andy, go, millennial general, go.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, it is playing the offensive game, which is what we're all about right now. And Trump taught us that, I think, to play that offensive game, as opposed to what Republicans have done for so many years, is trying to play the defense and just prepare ourselves and then try and compromise and whittle ourselves down to really nothing. I mean, Alan Gottlieb's doing it absolutely beautifully. Look, we have a U.S. Supreme Court that's going to rule on our side now. Get these cases going. Therefore, if Trump stays in office, then we have an administration that is supporting it and goes along with it and gives us additional momentum. If he doesn't, for some reason, and Joe Biden ends up taking the presidency, God forbid, then you know what? We have cases that are coming down, the Supreme Court ruling on them. And then when Joe Biden does decide to turn to the Second Amendment, then we already have cases that are being made and decisions being made this year that they can't do anything about. And it's going to look really, really bad on a brand new administration when they're trying to create more regulation and more control over an industry like the Second Amendment, when the Supreme Court is turning around and judging the opposite of what they're trying to do. So playing the offense right now, now is the time to get that ball rolling for whatever may happen over the next few months.
Well said. I mean, I can't add anything to that. I thought the strategy, and it was funny because when we were talking prior to the show airing, not this show, but a couple weeks back when I knew he was going to be filing those cases, he had asked us to hold tight, don't say anything about it yet until we knew the cases were in. Standard procedure. And as I was listening to a few of the cases coming down, and then he was unable to tell me about some others, my first thought was, I'm watching the strategy unfold here, and it was absolutely brilliant. I mean, just takedown of the gun grabbers, which is so easy to do. You know, when you're dealing with people who tweet, and then in the descriptive of who they are in their own bio, they put he, him, or she, her by their name. You know what kind of people you're dealing with, Andy, okay? A bunch of wackadoodles. And they can't think far enough ahead like Gottlieb does, who just outsmarts them at every twist and turn. Now, we're going to get a little provocative today, okay? When we come back, well, we've got another minute and a half here, so let me just run this through. But, Andy, did you happen to hear, I don't want to put you on the spot, did you happen to hear the show last night? I know you're busy.
Yeah, I got to hear parts of it, for sure.
Did you happen to hear the intro? Did you hear the pledge that I gave to listeners last night of what I promised to do?
Yeah, I did hear the pledge.
Okay. It's pretty simple to make that pledge, and I'm going to give you some of those right now. I want to talk to you, listener, and I want to talk to you, Andy, and I want to get some of your commentary. As someone who sits behind a microphone, Andy, and reaches a lot of people, sometimes we forget how much reach we have, okay? And sometimes it requires us to go out and do a little digging and realize, hey, that person's in California listening, that person's in Washington listening, that person's in Maine listening, that person's in Miami, that person's in Atlanta, that person's in Houston. The reach is extensive, and sometimes we forget that. So it's important that, and I want to go over it with you, Andy, when we come back from the break, some of my pledges, and I want to hear your response as a radio host, what you would maybe take away from that or maybe add to. And I'll point to one in particular that Mr. Gottlieb kind of took issue with me yesterday, and I didn't rephrase it because I stand by what I said, but I clarified a little bit better what I meant. I re-articulated it. So I'm setting you up, listener, for this. When we come back from the break, I'm going to go over everything I said, and then I'm going to get that commentary from you, Andy. Fair enough?
Sounds good. Let's make it happen.
All right. Sounds good. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone, all of it being brought to you by X Insurance. Check them out, xinsurance.com. We will be back right after this with Andy Hoosier, the Millennial General, the voice of reason, KQAM in Wichita. Back after this. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. GunBroker.com. We're going to do close to $1 billion this year. Just huge over there. Get involved. I was all over the site today. I'm looking for a couple things. I'm looking for the Bursa 380. I found one. I got my eye on it. And yes, I was in there looking at the Python. 4.5 inch. And it's gorgeous. The new one, stainless. You can get it out of there for about $1,800. I was doing some pricing in there. There's a bunch of them in there. Buy it now at about $1,800. Some auctions starting at $1,500. Clearly some reserves. GunBroker.com. It's free. They'll never ask you for a penny. Now, you'll probably spend money on the site if you're over there looking for stuff you can't find in your stores, but that's the way it's supposed to work. You can either get involved in the auctions or you can buy now. And, of course, this is the Car Arms Platinum microphone, and all of this today is being brought to you and yesterday's Monster Cast as well by X Insurance, a superior product, AM Best, A-rated insurance written for you specifically for your needs, for your family, for whatever it is you need specifically for you or your business. It's not a blanket overall, you know, cookie cutter written for a company that lists you as an insured, additional insured that may or may not be there when the chips come down. This one will be there for you because it's written specifically for you, just like your homes, your autos, everything else in your life. All right. Andy Hoosier, voice of reason. You're a talk radio host, so you understand the relationship with your listeners. I know you do because you get out there in the community, you meet with them, right? You've spoken with them, you've done events with them. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what our job is. Not only do we form and entertain, but we get part of the community and we try and help with that movement locally. That's what our duty is as a radio personality and part of the community.
Well, and getting that voice out for folks who, you know, who think like you do, it reinforces the fact that there are other people, not just in your city, but particularly on a syndicated broadcast, that there are people around the country who feel like you do. And it feels good to know that's the case, just to agree with somebody who is like-minded. Hearing publicly spoken the way you feel personally at home and might not even want to tell other family members, particularly in this climate, because you're scaredy of losing a friend or a family member, which is understandable, but it's kind of hard for me because they all know what I do. So I kind of wear it on my sleeve, Andy. And well, if you don't like it, get the hell out of here. I don't care. If that's the kind of person you are, go away. You're not worth anything in my life. Harsh, right?
Well, that's why
the truth
why
is a harsh mistress.
I mean, we're not journalists. We're not news reporters. We're opinion commentators. And right. I mean, that's why there's such an appeal for talk radio is because we speak our mind and what's frustrating us, what's bothering us, the research that we've done, the connecting of the dots that we do, and other people who are sitting there thinking at home or driving down the road or whatever saying, oh, wow, that's exactly what I've been thinking, but I sounded crazy when I hear the mainstream media. When they hear someone else on the radio talking about that, then it really clicks, and that's why we have such a loyal base of listeners. That's why we have such an emotional connection to other talk show hosts is because when you get inside the mind of a radio host, it's kind of one and the same. We all actually understand each other.
Only from the minds of Minolta, which you probably don't remember, Andy, because you're the millennial general. All right. I said last night in my opening comments that like you, meaning you, listener or viewer, that I've been exhausted. I mean, totally exhausted by a political machine, the left, the Democrat, the socialist Marxist communist masquerading as former Democrats. Say that fast. They've demonized you. They've demonized me. For a long time, for decades, this is nothing new. Dan Rather was thumbing his nose at you back in the 1970s. That idiot hated your guts. And he was condescending, arrogant. He just, as there are words I can't say. But suffice to say, we were on to him then, and they've outed themselves now. But for the previous 4 years, their propaganda lapdog machine in the media has been working overtime, Andy. Now, you can agree with him. I'm pretty sure you're going to agree with me on this one. But like you, right, I'm exhausted by that, and I think most Americans are, at least 75 million of us who voted for Donald Trump, correct?
Absolutely.
Now, would you promise to use your microphone and speaking engagements that you do and written columns to expose these socialist gun grabbers day in and day out? Will you, with me, promise to do that with your listeners?
That's our job, Mark. That's what we do. If we didn't do that, we would be doing a disservice to talk radio, and we would be lying to ourselves on the radio each and every day, and that's not what we're about. So absolutely, I do.
It's like an oath. Will you promise to bring the best of the best conservative commentary and pro-rights, pro-gun guests to your broadcast 5 days
each
a week,
and
Andy?
Day. Each and every day.
It's critical that we do these things. It's absolutely critical. And I said to my listeners last night that I will, in days, weeks, and months past, again tomorrow morning on the Mark Cox Show in St. Louis, very popular drive time show. I'll be on at 8:35 Eastern, 7:35 Central tomorrow. But I made it a point to remind listeners that I'll be a guest that was on many television, radio, and interviews that I can nationally and internationally, and that regardless if you even hear the interview or not, we're going to have your back and we're going to defend you and your values. And I think it's important that people know that and understand that. I think that's what gives us credibility over the airwaves. Andy, go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, try and get that message out as much as possible, and whether people can hear one or the other or whether they just listen to the podcast, whatever they do, right now is our message, right now is our movement, to try and spread conservative messages, try and fight back against the socialists, because you said it before, right now is the make or break point, the teetering point, which is why you and I are still skeptical about what's going on with the election results, is because I think there's such a large movement right now. There are so many people that are energized and so many people that are aware that I've never seen be involved in politics before, that it just doesn't make sense with what we're seeing right now with some of the results and with things that are happening nationally. So it's our duty to continue to fight that fight, to be able to bring the information, bring the entertainment, and spread the message as much as possible. And people are catching on. People are paying attention to it.
There's no question about it. Now, in part of the pledge I gave last night, Alan pushed back a little bit. I'm talking about Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, for those of you who might just be jumping in or not know who Mr. Gottlieb is. I said, I promise that I will use these airwaves to openly and defiantly preach noncompliance with unconstitutional gun laws. I promise to entertain you by mocking and ridiculing the freedom haters and hypocrites every time they present the opportunity, and whenever the chance to expose their commie agenda presents itself, I will take it. And that will be frequently, and we know that. I mean, we do that here anyway, and have for 12 years. I promise I will also seek your help, I said, to be absolutely defiant if we're ever staring down the face of a Virginification, if you will, of gun control laws nationwide. And I promise, I said, that I will always fight for gun rights and freedom, and I'll do it a lot louder and a lot more arrogantly if pushed to do so. All right, if pushed to do so. And I made that statement, and I stand by that statement. And Alan pushed back a little bit, and he said, I don't think we make any friends with defiance and arrogance, that we should, you know, try to welcome folks in. And that wasn't the point that I was trying to make. The point that I was trying to make was, if they get in my face, I'm going to get in their face louder. Make sense?
Yeah, it really does. Look, I mean, we have to have two faces here, the conservative movement. One needs to be the open arms, welcoming, trying to educate people who may not have heard about conservatism before, who may not understand conservatism before. We need that quote-unquote white umbrella, per se, to where we're trying to appeal and reach new demographics. That's what Donald Trump has done so well with the Republican Party. I mean, look what they did with the Republican National Convention this year, talking about small business, talking about minority communities, getting into minority communities that he's never been able to reach before, and Republicans reap the benefits of that very nicely. On the same front, we have to have our guard up, so when they push against us to try and take our freedoms away, that we're able to take those back and fight harder than they are.
When we come back, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, will be here. Lots more to cover in the next 30 minutes. Don't go away.
back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Talking with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, the millennial general here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. All of this being presented to you by X Insurance. There are two companies that I got to tell you that stand out. All of our sponsors stand out. Defender Coffee, I'm drinking out of the mug right now, iced coffee. That I've had way too much of this today, frankly, Andy, so I apologize. But there's the beauty of our sponsors. I might have to tame it down with a little lead slingers later. See what I mean? There you go.
That's the perfect works. Combo and then, right there. You're drinking coffee and having some adult beverages. The perfect way
and to then, and then peruse GunBroker while at it and order some MyPillows and stuff like that, which we've already ordered some in this house. But there are two, X Insurance and MyPillow, the two of the heavy hitters in here that stand out big time. All of them are heavy hitters, but they have really stepped up to the plate. And Andy, I'm telling you right now, I'm really enjoying watching X Insurance take the firearms community by storm. It has really been something to see this march on. And I love it because the products that are offered are products that you would buy for yourself. You wouldn't hesitate when you look into it and go, well, why would I do that when I can have this? That's what X Insurance is. So if you're a dealer, if you're a distributor, if you're a wholesaler, if you're a manufacturer, I don't care if your business makes pro-gun T-shirts and right-wing gear. If you're a gun owner, if you carry a gun at work, if you carry a gun for work on the job, if you're in a union, if you're law enforcement, if you're security, if you're a CCW holder, it makes no difference. X will write an individual policy protecting you, not a policy written for somebody else that lists you as an individual, that doesn't list you as an individual, but essentially lists you as just an additional insured. You're part of this whole group of people over here. I don't want to be part of that. I want the policy to be in my name. I want the policy number to be mine. And that's what it is at X Insurance. So make sure to check it out. Thousands of you are. Don't get left behind on this. This is superior insurance written specifically for you, just like you have on your house, your cars, your boats, your jobs, everything. Don't get left by the wayside on this. While other companies bail, X is stepping up and writing policies like crazy from an AM Best A-rated company. Ask anybody else who can do that out there. They can't. All right, Andy, did you want to exclamation point anything in the previous segment?
Well, I just wanted to real quickly just recap kind of what we were mentioning right before the bottom of the hour was, you know, the fighting back against the progressives. And I mentioned, I mean, there's two types of conservatism that we have to have right now. And I think we're getting better at some of those. One of those is that we need to, yes, build up the wall to where if someone's pushing against us, we push back harder than before. So that way they don't mess with us. We need to have that strong stick, per se, to where they don't try and come after our rights. And we're not just the pushovers like Republicans have been so far for a very long time. At the same time, we need to have that open dialogue, which we're getting better at for different groups of individuals. Donald Trump has reached out to inner city communities, to the Hispanic communities, and you saw mm-hmm. that with the presidential votes in Florida and other parts of the country where he got the black vote more than what we've seen for Republicans in a very long time. Hispanic votes what we've seen for Republicans in a very long time because of his outreach to inner cities and to other communities that Republicans usually just write off and don't even try to get. So we have to work very hard as conservatives, as ones for the Second Amendment, as ones for just conservative principles altogether. We need to be able to reach out and have a dialogue to win people over with our ideas because we can win based on ideas. At the same time, those radical few that are just lunatics, that are just angry, hateful mobs that want to attack anybody they don't agree with, we need to have our defenses up and prepared to be able to go up against them at the same time as well.
A beautiful definition of conservatism and protecting conservatism. And let me go ahead and put it this way. The mainstream media, all the while what Andy was describing was happening, while that was happening every day in America, while the Cuban vote was gravitating towards Donald Trump, the Puerto Rican vote gravitating towards Donald Trump, more Hispanics across the country gravitating towards Donald Trump, and the message of conservatism, which is the Second Amendment, by the way, not the other side. It's the other side that wants your guns. I don't care if you think Orange Man bad. We're talking about the message. Orange Man good with that message. Understand? In this particular case, while black Americans were voting Republican in higher numbers than ever before, the mainstream press was driving the narrative that Donald Trump was despised in every single one of these circles. And they were openly defied over the elections. All you have to do is look at the results in the House of Representatives. It's easy to make a prediction as long as the House or as long as the Senate stays in Republican hands, which I believe it will. here in the state of Georgia. This fight is getting vicious and ugly down here, by the way. I can tell you that now. But I believe at least one of them will continue to hold that seat, giving the Senate to the Republicans. Mitch McConnell will not play pool with the Democrats in any way, shape, or form. He will not entertain any gun control in any way, shape, or form. And I believe the Republicans, based on the shellacking we saw and the lying in the press and the fake polls yet again and the shenanigans, obviously, in this election, that the Republicans, Andy, take the House back and do it with big numbers in 2 years. So, and then we're moving forward on the Second Amendment with these fights in the courtrooms. It's not as bleak as we think it is it?
No, it's not. We're actually doing very good. I mean, right now, because of the focus on the presidential race and what's going on with President Donald Trump or Joe Biden, I mean, that's kind of been the downing kind of news, I guess you could call it. But we've done really well, and it's a big blow to the Democrats right now because, look, they were expecting to double their majority in the House of Representatives this year. They were ready for a blue tsunami to go through and not only take – the Senate by like 7 or 8 votes is what they were predicting, but also doubled their majority in the House. And what do? We narrowed it by half of it to where they're only up by about 5 or 6 seats. And the Senate, we're still probably going to take over. You're right. I still think that we're going to have a majority there after the runoff votes there in Georgia. So over, not to mention the Supreme Court. So overall, we're
okay. Now, Andy, hold on. Hold on 1 second for me. Stop for just 1 second. You mentioned that that they thought they were going to do this and they felt they were going to do that. Why? And here's where I can drill this down right back to the mainstream press. You know where I'm going with this. Why did Nancy Pelosi feel that way? Why did they feel they were going to pick up seats in the Senate? Why did they feel that they were going to expand their majority? Because they themselves live in that bubble where the media bootlicks them all day long and they become victims, if you will, of their own bad press, meaning all the positive press they get. If that makes sense, try to follow me on this one. But they're living in a bubble. They believe their own hype. They believe their own story. And as a result of that, they're able to make these predictions. They believe this. Meanwhile, the American people yet again defied them. And again, that's why the press is in such a terrible position right now. They have zero credibility. Now, if you read, I believe it was CNN had a headline that conservatives were flocking in droves to the controversial new social media outlet Parler. It's controversial. Why? Because it doesn't agree with them. Remember, the truth is only controversial to a liberal goofball who hates America. So, of course, Parler is going to be controversial to Brian Stelter or Cuomo or all these other goofballs. Why? Because people have freedom over there. They're not being stepped on. Jack Dorsey isn't telling them what to say. He isn't putting little, you know, asterisks next to them saying, calling it. But it's okay if they agree with it. Everything's controversial to a liberal, Andy, if you don't agree with it. True?
Well, it's very true. Look, they live in an echo chamber, which is what I get concerned about as we go into an election season. And you and I have talked about this as, you know, our predictions going into Election Day and how big Trump was going to win and how we were going to win all these seats. And I get concerned when Republicans get into an echo chamber where we just bounce the ideas off and all we hear is the positive. It's like a trainer for a boxing match or a UFC match where all they hear is the positive feedback. Have someone telling them how great they are as opposed to saying, you know what, you need some work over here, you need some work over here, and you're not doing well over here in this area and trying to work on those. So I get concerned about that, but we're aware of it most of the time to say we're cautiously optimistic. Democrats don't. You're right. They listen to the media where they have their lying fake polls and they say that Donald Trump's going to lose by, you know, 11 points. Joe Biden's going to have a landslide. There's going to be this big blue tsunami. They're going to double their seats in the House of Representatives. They get in such a crazy echo chamber that that's all they hear for themselves. And then they get this self-confidence and this fake confidence that's not going to really happen in reality. And then their bubbles burst when reality hits them smack in the face. Republicans were so sick and tired of being in such a minority and not having a voice and even a little bit of an echo chamber is that we go to a place like Parler. We can actually have our free thoughts and we can get some decent response from social media and actually have people hear our messages. And that's why we're flocking to it, is because we get shunned every time we go to a social media site, as opposed to Democrats who, you know, get whatever they want to. And
I triggered them today in Twitter like nobody's business. It was flipping and flipping and flipping. Their heads were popping like zits. It was so fun to watch. When we come back, two things I want to take Andy to. Number one, an email, Senate update, November 16, 2020, from Mr. Alan Gottlieb. You're going to love this. I just got it a few moments ago. And Sidney Powell. Back right after this. Don't go away. following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show, indeed. Let me knock out a little bit of business here. We covered some of it in the previous segments. I mentioned X Insurance. Do not settle for less in today's day and age. The reason that they're with Armed American Radio and the reason I partnered with them is because they're the best. I will never put anything on this program that you can't trust that I won't use. That's what covers me. Just like USAA has my house, Geico's got my boat, USAA has my autos, X has my freedom. And I couldn't be more thrilled. Believe me, I have coverage that no other company out there can give me, and they'll write whatever I want. And they're working on gaps in some of my homeowners now. Other companies can't do that. X can do it. Xinsurance.com. Lead Slinger's Whiskey. Seriously, Brad Primo every week. Combat vet, distiller, the products. Go visit the website. Put Lead Slinger's Whiskey. Go in and put in your zip code in there. Find out where your distributors are and enjoy those amazing products. Do it responsibly, please. DefenderCoffee.com. The promo code is AAR. And I know a lot of you are. If you can drink coffee and support the Second Amendment, that's a no-brainer. You don't have to reach in your pocket. You're getting the price of the coffee doesn't go up because you support the Second Amendment. They donate a portion of their profits, in my case, to the Second Amendment Foundation. That's where I would suggest and highly recommend that you send yours as well. DefenderCoffee.com, promo code AAR, 15% off. Crossbreed Holsters, the Super Tuck, go visit the site, crossbreedholsters.com. Discounts are up there every single day. Gunbroker, another no-brainer. Just go there. North American Arms, the best of the best. Nobody touches the quality of North American Arms minis. No one can touch that quality. They dominate. That's why we're partnered with them. MyPillow, same way. The promo code there is AAR, Radio Listener Specials. Go over there, find out everything I found out, and then get $40 off the pillow. What was $68.99 is now $28.99, and that's for the queen, and the king is now only $5 more. Go buy them. Send them out as gifts and protect and defend our rights when you sleep at night and support an individual who supports us. That's the equation. That's the way the partnership works. It means something. And it means something to the Second Amendment because that's where those funds go. So, gosh, I don't know how to stress that any more than that. It's just so easy to do. It's so easy to do. And then, of course, this is the Car Arms microphone. Again, the best of the best. Andy, Car Arms CEO Justin Moon was in here in the house last night. They are 9 to 12 months out on orders right now. That's how bad. 9 to 12 months, brother.
That's outstanding. You know, and I love it. All the partners that you have on the program, everything that we fight for. I've noticed that the Second Amendment industry is so tight-knit with a community that everybody knows everybody per se. So when someone vouches for a product, when you talk about a product, then it's like, you know, you sitting over the fence with your neighbor saying, hey, buddy, you got to check this out. This is awesome. Yeah. It's helped me a lot. So, you know, when it's such a tight-knit community, like you said, that when it's helping individuals in this type of community, then you know it's a good product. So it's awesome to be able to hear about all the different products that are helping fight for the Second Amendment and help fight you just to be able to do your thing every day.
In a vicious business environment, by the way, you've got right now today, Target officials, Target, who hates your right to bear arms, is sitting down with Biden and Kamala Harris right now today. These are companies that are on the list. You know, and I know it sounds like a sales, but it's not. When corporate America stands up for voices like this, programs like this, when those individuals who are under immense pressure to, I mean, you've got cancel culture going like crazy out there. And guys like Mike Lindell stand up for us. If you're buying a pillow at Bed Bath & Beyond and not buying it from him, to me, I mean, that's it. Use the code, man, and support this program. It's just, it's the voice. It's what has to happen. We have got to stand together now, and we've got to support the people that support these people are trying to cancel us. Believe me, they hate our guts. All right, Andy, quickly, I want to take you over to Sidney Powell first before I go. No, you know what? Let me go to the email from Alan Gottlieb first. This came in this afternoon, and here's what it says. Mark, more judges, more judges, more judges. This came in just minutes ago. The Senate will convene at 3 p.m. and resume consideration of Christy Haskins Johnson to be a United States District Judge for the Southern District of Mississippi. Today at 5:30, the Senate will proceed to a roll call vote on cloture on Christy Haskins Johnson and in the Southern District. And then the queue, Benjamin Joel Beaton to be a United States District Judge for the Western District of Kentucky. Judy Shelton, Board of Governors, Federal Reserve System, Toby Kraus, United States District Judge for the District of Kansas. That's your neck of the woods right there, Andy. And they've got the blessing of Alan Gottlieb, every one of these individuals. Stephen Vaden to be a judge on the United States Court of International Trade. Catherine Kimball Mizell to be United States District Judge in the Middle District of Florida. Taylor B. McNeil, United States District Judge in the Southern District of Mississippi. And then the judiciary, the rules, the Banking Intelligence Committee meetings. This is how it's done in the Senate. Andy, last night, Alan Gottlieb told me and my listeners and viewers yesterday that if Trump doesn't make it and Biden is, in fact, installed as president, because that's what it will have been, all right, the cheating will have worked, there will be no judicial vacancies by the time Trump leaves office. He will have filled them. That's why we're on offense. Remarkable stuff, Andy. That's what, when somebody says, Trump not doing anything for the Second Amendment, think about bump stocks. Oh, that's somebody that really needs an education. Go for it, Andy.
No, you're right. I mean, we are finally playing the offense on this issue. We've been neglecting the courts for so long as the Republicans and as conservatives that the Democrats have run amok with it, which is why you and I have always railed on the court system and the judicial branch, because they've essentially become the most powerful branch of government. When they make a decision, boom, it's done, game over, no more conversation on it whatsoever. And that's what the progressives wanted. And if they put their activist judges on the courts, then, you know what, they got what they wanted, and they can make all the decisions they want to and really curb the way society runs with the court system. We finally started paying attention to it, and God bless Donald Trump for doing that. If you don't like Trump on anything else, you can at least give him credit for what he's done for the courts all over the nation by appointing all of these judges, because we can finally start having some rational and reasonable rulings again coming out of the judicial branch to where we can actually get things back on track. So you're right. Now that we have all these vacancies filled that Obama didn't do, that Bush didn't do prior to him, they've been vacant for a long time. There's been a lot of issues with the court system. We start filling up the courts with conservatives. We start presenting cases to start swinging them and making judgments and rulings our way, and make it more difficult when the progressives, if they ever do and when they do take control again and they have a majority again and they try to pass this legislation, we can sue them, we can take them to court, and we can show rulings against what they're trying to do with constitutional basis and make their job all the more difficult, which is something that we've been lagging on for so long, because we haven't thought two feet in front of us for a long time. But thank God Trump's actually been able to do that.
Now, quickly, before we move on, well said. Trump lawyer Sidney Powell, we're getting ready to overturn election results in multiple states. She said, I don't make comments without having the evidence to back it up. We have so much evidence, she said, I feel like it's coming in through a fire hose. She declined to elaborate when prompted by host Maria Bartiromo. They can stick a thumb drive in the voting machine. They can upload software to it from the internet, from Germany or Venezuela, Powell said, adding that operations can watch real votes in real time and can shift votes. We've identified mathematically the exact algorithm they've used and planned to use from the beginning that switches votes to Biden, Powell said. And she went on and on and on. And I'm telling you, she is confident. She's very good. She is very good. So this is far from over. Interesting to see what's going to happen. And mathematically speaking, when you see all of the votes for Donald Trump, you really believe Biden got more votes than Obama did and Clinton did? And then you'd have races open. Right now, you have races open like, you know, oh, pick one. Let's say John Ossoff. John Ossoff didn't win. None of it makes mathematical sense. Put your trust and faith in these guys. At the very least, enjoy watching the show, because it's going to be an interesting one. We're going to get up and do it again tomorrow, because they don't want us to. Thanks to Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Ah, Cam Edwards is going to be with us tomorrow. It's going to be a good one.
Fill your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.